Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. I want to thank you for allowing me to tuck you in tonight with a sweet, sexy story that I know that you're going to enjoy. So, grab you a shot or a glass of your favorite beverage. Unwind with a blunt, if that's your choice. Smoke a bowl, smoke a blunt, whatever it is that you need to do to unwind. And baby, relax for this hot, sexy story that I have in store for you. So tonight's story is called The Man-Child, Diana's Son. Now, I chose this in particular because I wanted to hit you with an excerpt from my first book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, so that you can kind of get a feel of the erotica that's in that book. But it's a really good story as well. So let's get all of the pleasantries out of the way. That being said, you can follow me on social media on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette. You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette and at Jaylana Stevette, the author. You can follow me on YouTube under Everything Erotica. And I got a new TikTok channel. My first one was banned because it was just so hot and steamy. So once I get all of that information up with my new TikTok channel, I'll let you know. But guaranteed, if I got a lifelong ban on the first one, baby, the visuals are nice and hot. So I'll keep you tuned in to that. But anywho, I wanted to give you an update on my latest book, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Well, baby, I've got a release date, so get ready. Get ready. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, which is the sequel to book number one, Getting Back to Happy, will be released May 15th, 2023. Baby, I am so excited. Y'all not ready. Because this book cover is fire, and then the contents on the inside is a page turner. So you're going to want to get it because it's a bomb ass story. So it will be available everywhere books are sold, and it will also be available on Audible. For those of you who love my podcast and love to tune in and listen, the book is going to be available on Audible as well. So you are in for a treat. There. Yes. Let's see. Now that we've got all of the pleasantries out of the way, I've got so much more I can share with you, but I'm going to, you know, keep my lid on that over the next couple of weeks in the month of February, and we'll go right into March celebrating some other things. So now that we've got all of the pleasantries out of the way, let's dive right in to our story, The Man-Child, Diana's Son. Since it was Friday, my first thought was to unwind by myself with a bottle of wine. I knew I didn't want to be alone, but I also wasn't feeling the club vibe either. My episode in LA was just enough to slow me down a bit, but only a little, I thought. I poured a glass of wine and listened to my voice messages. Hey, Tabby, it's me, Diana. I wanted to check on you since you left the company to see how things were going. I hadn't heard back from you and hoped that everything was okay. I wanted to know if you got my message last week about my daughter's graduation party. She is finally done with college and we're having some friends and family over tonight. You are more than welcome to come. Let me know. Bye. Diana was one of my only allies that I had in my department in this position, probably because she was the only other African-American woman in our position in the same department. Diana tried to show me the tricks of the trade as best she could, as best she knew how. Any black person in corporate America knows that there's a special protocol to the handling and care of white people. It's almost like caring for a gremlin. If you treat them really nice and play by their rules, then everything is fine. But the moment you deviate, then they become your worst nightmare. I was almost certain that none of my Caucasian colleagues would attend this late night bonfire. Not because Diana didn't like white people, she just didn't mix her professional life with her personal one. I called Diana to see if it was still okay to come. With a resounding yes and a can you pick up a few items, I agreed to go to this bonfire and take my mind off of present day life. I picked out a cute little red polka dot sundress and headed to the party with my goodies in hand. Diana's home was nothing short of amazing. Walking in the door of her home was a foyer entrance with 12-foot ceilings. Her hardwood floor sparkled to perfection, and every item in her foyer seemed to go with the decor of the home. There was a poster-sized portrait of Diana and her family that hung in display above the fireplace in the den area. Diana prided herself in being able to balance her career and family life, and it showed. I looked around her home and took in all the beauty by room by room. As I made my way to the backyard, I noticed some familiar faces, but also some not so familiar ones as well. I noticed a few people from my old neighborhood and that had done well, and I naturally directed my conversation there. While I was catching up with my old classmates, I noticed someone very handsome, yet intriguing, enter our space. Who was this handsome stranger? Immediately, I took a drink and became curious. I knew he had to be young, but just how young, I didn't know. I sipped my drink and watched this young man from across the room. I had a sneaky feeling I was about to get myself into trouble, and Boo Boo Kitty was co-signing. I wanted to yell down at her to tell her to calm down, but how crazy would that look in the middle of this bonfire? Boo Boo Kitty had been acting up these days, and she needed a reminder about self-control. I looked up and noticed Diana embracing this sexy young man. Mario Hunter Jr. was 32 and a spitting image of his father, Mario Sr., Diana's husband. I felt the wind go out of my sails. For a good reason, of course. Not only was this handsome stranger my good colleague's son, but I was also technically old enough to be this man's auntie. For a moment, my hormones died down, which was a good thing. I decided to mingle and meet other guests that were around my age and engage in great conversation. I made my way through the home, assisting Diana when needed and meeting new people. It was kind of fun, and I was certainly glad that I came. Diana was an amazing host, and the food and drinks just kept coming. What I also noticed is that kept coming was Mario Hunter Jr. And as I moved from room to room, somehow I noticed this young man would make his way into my existence. Maybe I was paranoid, or perhaps a bit too confident. After all, this man was about 12 years my junior, so what would he want with somebody like me, especially with all these beautiful women his age running around the party? I watched him as he would engage in conversation with others from across the room. We never said a word to each other, but I felt that man's attraction to me, and I'm sure he felt mine. We played this little game until a few hours had passed. Ooh, baby, it feels so good. It felt so good to know that I'm your sweet escape from your reality. Jelana Stevette definitely has a story to tell. Pick up her latest book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. It's the urban 50 shades, and it definitely won't disappoint. Oh, the sequel's coming out. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. And it's an escape so thrilling. Oh, you will be waiting for the next journey. But in the meantime, tune in to Naughty Tales and Sex and the Single Girl Chronicles. Let me tell you some sweet, sweet, sexy stories. Or let Jelana and Boo Boo Kitty and her friends keep you thoroughly entertained. Join me Wednesday nights on your favorite podcast station. And let me lullaby you to sleep every single night. Around midnight, Diana's brother decided it was a great idea for those remaining to take shots of Crown Apple. Of course, I was down, as I had my fill of alcohol all evening anyway. Diana was not a drinker, so she excused herself into the kitchen to clean up after most of the guests that had already left. The rest of us took several shots, and the playful banter turned into sexual flirting. As I began to feel the effects of the alcohol, I knew my defenses were down. So I decided I needed to switch gears and went off to a private place outside to smoke a blunt. On my way to finding happy, I ran smack into Mario Jr., who in a lame attempt to get by me in a tight space, grabbed me by my waist and pulled me close to him. As he eased my body back into his, our bodies touched and so did our energy. I let him pass by, but as he did, I turned back and smiled. In that moment, Mario Jr. grabbed a bottle of tequila and headed in my direction. While everyone was in there taking shots, I noticed that you ain't take a shot with me. We should take one together. I'm sorry. I see you have tequila. After taking a couple of shots of Crown Apple, I don't think it's safe to mix my liquor. It's all good, Ma. Just one shot of Cuervo won't hurt you. I don't know. I was headed out to smoke this weed anyway. You joining me? Now, how could I say no to that? Smoking with a mutual acquaintance was harmless, right? Except that it was my former coworker's son. She wasn't just a coworker, though. She not only mentored me in a sense, but she also had my back when all the crazy shit started hitting the fan. I told myself it would just be a joint or a blunt, and that was it. As I headed to the deck, I noticed that Diane was watching us. I waved and smiled and waved my blunt in the air. She nodded in understanding and looked at Mario with an inquisitive look. I smirked and headed to the deck. As we puffed and passed, I wondered what I was about to get myself into. I looked his slender frame up and down, and I had to admit, he was kind of yummy. And it was also very flattering that this hot young thing wanted to bed me. I smiled inside at the thought of a passionate tryst with him, but I was also conflicted because it was Diana's son. Who comes to the guest's home and fucks their son? With a couple of shots, we got to know each other a little better. Mario basically was a nobody in his family, the oldest and the black sheep. All of his siblings had gone on to greatness while he was trying to find his way. He was a musician with a flighty belief that he shouldn't have to work at all in order to focus fully on his gift. A grifter, I thought. I told him a little bit about myself as possible, but I don't think he was very interested, as he became touchy-feely as I tried to engage in conversation. I reminded Mario who he was and where we were. He took that opportunity to let me know that he was a grown man capable of making his own decisions, and he decided that he wanted me tonight. I thought briefly about the events of the day, then of the week. I began to get tense and took another shot. I didn't want to think about or feel any of the events prior anymore. I looked at sexy milk chocolate. I noticed him eyeing me up and down, and I smiled. He drew me in for a kiss. Not bad, I thought, for a man-child. I wanted to kiss him longer, and he let me. I like this already. He kissed me and fondled my body until his hands made way to my panties. I grabbed his hands and pulled away. I let him know that this was not going to happen this way. He understood. Mario took my phone from me. He dialed his number and saved it to my phone. He said, "I'll be in town for a couple of more days. I would really like to see you." I said, "Maybe. We'll see." He grabbed me in for another kiss and he headed back to the house. After waiting several minutes, I headed back to the house and decided it was time to say my goodbyes. I thanked Diana for having me and I headed to my car. I smiled at the thought of sexy milk chocolate. I knew Johnson was going to get it tonight when I got back to the condo, and sexy milk chocolate was going to be the featured actor in tonight's performance. As I eagerly anticipated getting home to keep myself in the mood, I didn't notice that someone was standing on the passenger side of my car. I looked up. It was sexy milk chocolate. I unlocked the door and told him to get in. He hopped in the passenger seat of my car, grabbed my face between both of his hands, and kissed me until I had to come up for air. I started the engine to the Mercedes, and she purred ever so sweet, just like my boo-boo kitty that was revving her engine as well. My books, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Naughty Tales. My podcast, Naughty Tales. And Sex and the Single Girl. My erotic events. Night of the Exotic. And my lingerie line, The Goddess Collection. Some of those things, but not all of those things, make me, Jelana Stevette, a whole motherfucking vibe. Meow. From the moment we hit the condo, it was on and popping. Mario could not keep his hands off of me, and I got excited by his every single touch. Mario had a tall, slender frame that screamed of instant sex. When he removed his shirt, I noticed his chest and arms were covered in tattoos. I took my hands and rubbed his arms and chest slowly. As I touched and admired every piece of artwork on his body, Mario responded by removing my dress and taking his tongue and kissing and licking in correspondence to my sensual touches. As his body was close to mine, I noticed his scent. His cologne was wild and exotic, and the smell had me hypnotized as he continued to shower my body with kisses. Mario lifted me in the air, and I wrapped my legs around his body. We kissed like that for a second, and then he walked me into the bedroom. As he laid me on the bed, he positioned himself between my legs. Mario rubbed my stomach, my thighs, my inner workings of my panties. I begged him to take them off. He refused. Mario began to play soft strokes on Boo Boo Kitty, and my panties began to get moist. I begged him again, and again he refused. Mario pulled my panties to the side. He opened up my kitty's lips and went in for her center. Splash. After a series of flickers, Mario sopped up my juices like he was the biscuit and she was the gravy. Mario kept sucking as she stood to attention again. He took his tongue from her center to her lips and flickered in a circular motion. I moved my hips to match him. Mario came up for air only long enough to tell me how good my pussy tasted. There was again, cherries and milk chocolate. Okay, so let me let you in on a little secret. My lady part has a special potion that has been passed down from our family for many generations. This potion has been proven to bring any man to his knees. Or so we believe, anyway. It obviously was working because that cherry chocolate swirl had Mario down there forever. Plus, I just had some good pussy, too. What can I say? Mario took his time sucking and pleasing until Kitty gave her release a few more times. And I felt it was only right to return the favor. As he laid on his back, I was astonished at the piece of equipment that was staring before me. Mario's frame had been slender, but his manhood was thick, long, brown, and beautiful. I have to admit, I was a little intimidated by what I had come across. In that moment, I knew I was going to have fun, but two decisions were made in that moment. One, I was not riding that horse. I valued my insides and wanted to keep them. Two, I was already committed to pleasing him orally, hence him laying flat on his back. I decided that I would use all the tools in my arsenal to make this one of the best experiences he ever had, if I was able to take all of that in. I focused on that beautiful piece of equipment for a moment in front of me. I stared at it. I decided that I would not suck his dick tonight. I would make love to it. I looked at that milk chocolate piece of steel. I took it in both hands. I massaged it and stroked it. I looked at it like it was the love of my life before I took it in my mouth. I took my tongue and licked his shaft from the tip all the way down to his anal cavity. He moaned in pleasure. I looked at his manhood again and took him in my mouth. I added additional juices and he went crazy. I sucked and slurped and stroked his Johnson. As I tickled his tip with my tongue, his hands massaged his twins as my fingers circled his anal outing. His dick throbbed in excitement. And his toes began to curl. My kitty got wet instantly as I stroked him, licked, and played with his balls. Mario went insane. He kept uttering words like, damn, oh, fuck, shit. I didn't think I was doing so bad considering the enormous package in which his chocolate was wrapped. As I sucked and licked, I gave the illusion of taking him all in. I made sure all of his manhood was satisfied, and he held my hair back as I pleased him. He was such a fucking gentleman. "I want to feel you inside me," he said. He lifted me up and drew me in for a kiss. He moved his tongue from my mouth to my neck and then to my breasts. His mouth felt like pure ecstasy. My girls stood erect, and Mario feasted on them like they were the Last Supper. As he sucked on my ladies, I took a shaft and rubbed it up against my cave. I rubbed him back and forth, and we could hear the creaminess of what was becoming my explosion. Boo Boo Kitty flickered and was ready to welcome her guests. I laid on my side, and Mario entered me from behind. He moved in and out slowly, and I felt every single stroke. I moaned in pleasure as my hips moved in cadence to his movement. He said, "Damn, baby, your pussy feels so good." I said, "Ooh, baby, yes." And he moved a little faster. Mario grabbed my hips and dug deeper in my walls. I yelled, "Damn, baby, this feels so good. Don't stop, baby, please don't stop." He grabbed my breast from behind. He massaged my nipples as he stroked in and out and around and around. I matched his movement with my hips. I backed my ass up into his and he slapped it. I said, "Ooh, fuck me, daddy." His thrust felt so good inside me, and I didn't want him to stop. Mario grabbed me by my hips. He began to pound hard and fast. The tip of his manhood hit Kitty in her spot, and she began to scream. I felt him pulsate, and he gave his release. Mario and I laid in each other's arms like we were lovers forever for the rest of the night. He gave me a beloved forehead kiss, and I fell asleep in his arms. The next morning, I had to get back to reality. Although our encounter was brief and magnificent, I knew I had to take that man-child back to his mama's house. I dropped him off a few streets over, and we promised to keep in touch. We both knew that wasn't happening, and I wished that man-child well. I thought about the events of the day before and got a little sick to my stomach. How did I let myself sleep with Diana's son? Hola, mommies and poppies. You know how I do. At the end of every episode, I give a huge thank you to all of my listeners tuning in and all of the countries that are tuning in. Baby, listen, I had to do another update because we had a whole nother country sneak in on the podcast. So I want to thank Romania for joining in, baby. Yes, this podcast is growing by leaps and bounds, and I want to say thank you to all of my listeners in the United States, in India, in Australia, the United Kingdom, Canada, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Germany, China, Nigeria, the Netherlands, Philippines, Kuwait, Sudan, Romania, South Africa, South Korea, Portugal, Taiwan, Israel, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, Malaysia, Italy, Puerto Rico, Norway, Ireland, Pakistan, to Russia with love, baby, Belgium, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Turkey, Iraq, Iceland, and Denmark. We are up to 36 countries listening in to Naughty Tales. Let me tell you something. Your listenership And your support means the world to me because I'm able to create all of these short, sexy stories for my audience to enjoy. So if you like what you heard, again, keep tuning in. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your lovers, tell your enemies. Tell everybody that you know about Naughty Tales and Toy Stories for a sweet, sexy story. And I want to say a huge thank you again from Jaylana Stevette and Boo Boo Kitty. Meow, meow, meow. Ooh.